the universe, God, whatever your belief is, they are constantly communicating with us and really guiding us towards growth and transformation. And it's up to us to listen. It's up to us to pay attention to the signs and to take action when necessary.
Welcome to the Finding Bliss After Burnout podcast. My name is Michelle Gordon. I'm a registered nurse, NLP practitioner, and mindset and manifestation coach. If you're like me and subscribe to working hard, needing external validation, and those dominating thoughts of fear, worry, and doubt, well, then you're in the right place, because all that gets to change here. I want to show you that there is another way, a magical way, and show you what is truly possible for you. My passion is mentoring and coaching women and nurses who are feeling just like I once did, overwhelmed, exhausted, and frustrated. And my mission is to help them shift back into alignment, to find clarity, reignite their energy and passion for life, and find true freedom, joy, happiness, and manifest a life they once only dreamed of. So if you're ready to dive deep into all things mindset, manifestation, and become the best version of you, then this is where I'll be giving you all of the tools and strategies that I have learned in my journey in finding bliss after burnout. I'm so excited to bring you today's episode, so let's dive in.
Welcome back to the Finding Bliss After Burnout podcast. I am your host, Michelle Gordon, and today I'm going to be diving into the powerful concept of the feather, the brick, and the truck. And this is really a metaphor for the signs that the universe sends us when we're in need of a wake-up call. And so I really want you to lean into this episode and take some notes, because I'm wondering which of these signs are you currently experiencing in your life? All right, which of these signs are you experiencing in your life? And for me, I'm sitting in this space of really reassessing and reevaluating various aspects of my life, including my business, including my family, my relationships, and my health. And it's a great space to be in. I've noticed a few feathers, and I'll explain the feathers very soon. And I'm nearly six years on from my rock bottom burnout moment. And if you've listened to past episodes, you'll know that I hit rock bottom. I really hit a dark space in my life, and I was at stage 11 and 12 burnout, which is end stage burnout. As a nurse, I burnt myself out, and that really affected me physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. And go back and listen to those episodes. If you go all the way back to episodes 1 and 2, you will hear all about that journey. And so here I am, 5, 6 years on, and I'm sitting in a space of really reassessing and reevaluating a few things. And the few feathers have really nudged me to take a look and do just that, which is perfect. And it actually feels really exciting for me to reassess and realign. And that just means that I'm at a new stage of my life, and I'm super excited about that. So what I want to share with you today is this powerful concept, because whatever your faith is, whatever you believe in, the universe or God, whatever your faith, sends us signs every single day to help us on our journey, right? And it's usually in the form of three chances to guide you to solve a particular problem in your life. And the first sign that I'm going to talk about today is the feather. Okay, now the feather represents those subtle nudges or the nagging niggling feelings or thoughts that we experience in our life. So it's that gentle niggle in the back of your mind signaling that something needs attention. And while the feather is noticeable, it's not alarming enough to really prompt any sort of immediate action. So, for example, if it's a health-related scenario, this might mean, you know, incorporating more movement into your routine. This might mean noticing that your alcohol consumption has been a little excessive. This might mean that a particular food that you eat causes you some digestive issues, right? So really looking at, hey, I need to eliminate this in my life, or I really should be adding in this, more of this into my life, right? So the feather, it's a little bothersome, right? It's a niggle. However, it's often dismissed and overlooked. And so what happens when we ignore the feather? Well, we just keep going. We go, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I know that. I know I need to deal with that. I know I really should change that. But we just continue on. And for me, in my stages of burnout, or when I went through my burnout journey, I noticed the feather. I noticed that I was stressed. I noticed that I was overwhelmed. And I noticed that I was working really hard as a nurse, picking up lots of shifts, picking up overtime. I was ignoring my family. I wasn't, you know, honoring my family values and spending time with them. I was pushing through. And I ignored those things that were important to me. And I really look back and think, wow, the feather was there. I just brushed it aside. I was like, I'm going to keep going here. I'm going to keep pushing forward, right? And funnily enough, pushing forward is actually stage 2 of the 12 stages of burnout. Okay, so I ignored the feather. I had several feathers niggling at me, really bothering me. However, I didn't stop and really have a look in at what was happening. And I was just like, you know what? I'll deal with that later. I'll just keep pushing through for now. So what happens when we ignore the feather? Well, then comes the brick. So the brick is a heavier, more forceful sign that demands our attention. And it really serves as obviously that more forceful indication that something isn't aligned in our lives and really prompting the need for change. Okay, so when the brick hits you, it hurts. It really hurts. And it may manifest as something in your workplace. It may manifest as a reoccurring health issue that will stop you. It may manifest as a challenge in your relationship. All right, there's some sort of upheaval that will take place in your life in the form of a brick, right? And it'll stop you in your tracks. It's painful. It'll stop you and it'll force you to pause and reevaluate. Okay, so for me, the brick really manifested as, oh gosh, several illnesses like cold and flu, flus like symptoms that really made me stop. And I remember being bedridden on my birthday on one particular year, and I was in bed for 4 or 5 days, like just in a world of pain. And prior to then, I was hustling. I was working so hard. I was picking up all the shifts. I was picking up all the overtime and staying back late. And I was just in hustle mode. I wasn't looking after myself. I was drinking every day, every night after work. I was drinking wine and I was just in like, I've just got to keep going. And I remember laying in bed, you know, on my birthday, so, so sick and thinking, wow, like, okay, this is a really big sign that things need to change. And what am I going to do? Like, what do I do? I can't be sick like this. I can't ignore this anymore. And so I recovered from the flu or whatever I had, and I kept going. I didn't do the stop, and I didn't reevaluate, and I didn't make the changes that I needed to make. So it slowed me down. It made me stop. And once I recovered, I just got straight back into the same unhealthy habits and the same unhealthy lifestyle and chronic misaligned everything. And I just went straight back into that way of living. And so, moving on, when you don't listen to the brick, next comes the truck. And the truck is like a Big Mac truck coming down the road right at you at full speed. And it is a culmination of ignoring all of the countless feathers and dismissing the bricks that have been thrown our way, and it will come at you and take you out. So when you ignore the signs of the feather and the bricks, the feathers, I should say, and the bricks, and refuse to address underlying issues or problems, the truck will take you out. There's no stopping it. It just comes straight at you. And so the truck is actually like hitting rock bottom. And it's where you actually have to face the harsh reality that something needs to change. And again, going back to my journey, the truck did take me out. It didn't stop me for a few days like the brick. It actually took me out. And that's when I knew that I had hit my rock bottom and I found myself at that lowest point of my life. And it was a wake-up call that I couldn't ignore anymore. So that was the moment, I guess, that I realized that no one was coming to save me. And I've said this before on the podcast, I realized that no one was coming to save me. No one was coming to help me manage my time or energy. No one was coming to help me manage my boundaries at work. No one was coming to look after my health for me or help me work on my thoughts and my mindset. No one was coming to look after my family. Like, I had to take radical responsibility for my life. And I had to begin the journey of really healing from a really, really deep level and really go on this personal development journey. And so that's what I did. And that was, you know, the moment that I knew if nothing changes, nothing changes. And that I couldn't keep going. I had to choose a different path. And I'm so grateful for the Mack truck. Like, I really am. I look at that and I think, wow, that was such a tragic time in my life. I felt so helpless and I felt so hopeless. And there was only one path that I had to take, and that was to the path of radical responsibility, the path of creating the life that I wanted to live, creating, you know, the life of abundance and joy and health and happiness and all of the things. And I followed that path. I stepped up into this space, and I'm, grateful for past me that who chose that. And these days, I now see the signs. I see all of those three signs when they're coming at me. Like I shared at the start of this episode, I've noticed a few feathers lately. I've noticed a few feathers, which has really encouraged me to stop and do some reevaluating and reassessing before the brick comes and takes me out for a few days. And I'm so grateful that I have this level of self-awareness now. I'm grateful that I know my values, that I love and nurture my body and my mind, and I'm grateful that I am now in the driver's seat of my life. So the feather, the brick, and the truck, they're all reminders, right? That and signs that the universe, God, whatever your belief is, that they are constantly communicating with us and really guiding us towards growth and transformation. And it's up to us to listen. It's up to us to pay attention to the signs and to take action when necessary. And there's always, always, always an opportunity for you to reset and realign and choose a different path. Like right now, as I record this episode, it's Monday. I love Mondays. I love Mondays because I really see them as a brand new, fresh start. It's like, okay, how do I be just that 1% better this week? What does that look like for me? How do I choose to be that, just that tiny little 1% better? How do I realign more with what I value? What's going to add value to my life this week? What's not adding value, right? What do I need to remove? And these are all the things, and I guess that all the thoughts that I've had for myself over the past few weeks. And I'm really excited. I'm really excited for this next level that I'm about to journey on. And so I would love you to have a think about today. Where are you at in your life? How many feathers have you had lately? Just niggling you, just ever so gently, trying to show you what you need to look at and what perhaps you need to change. Or maybe you've had a brick come and take you out for a few days. It stopped you in your tracks. I'm wondering what's going on in your life. All right, because it's time to have a look. It's time to stop and really reevaluate and reassess a few things. And I would love, of course, if this episode resonates with you, I would love you to take a screenshot and tag me over on Instagram at MichelleGordon_coach and share the love. I think this is such a powerful reminder that we are always shown the signs and we always have the opportunity to do that reset for ourselves and to make the changes that we need to make. So thank you for joining me here on this episode. Thank you for joining me on this journey. And until next time, make sure you are open to the signs. Trust in the path that is unfolding and make those tweaks and changes. That is all from me. Bye for now.
Before you go, I want to say thank you for listening. To catch all of the latest from me, be sure to subscribe to this podcast and head over and follow me on Instagram at MichelleGordon_coach. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share this with others. Take a screenshot, tag me, and share it on your social media. I cannot wait to see you here for the next episode of the Finding Bliss After Burnout podcast. I've got so much goodness to share with you. Bye for now.